must be made. Let me give you an example. Anytime working with a young person, I just love working with young people. They only have to understand what a mental adjustment is, and they'll make it quicker than you and I. Are you aware that your kids, they only have to what is called make up their mind. You and I have to change our mind. We can teach them how to make a mental adjustment, and here is the major mental adjustment that all of us have to make. Simple one. You must regard all adversity. You must regard all circumstance, all conditions in your life. If you could look at it as though it were an investment in which you can attract and learn more about growth in your life. It's an investment only. What a difference we'd find in everything that we do. And number three, approximate time it will take to complete the journey. The approximate time it will take to complete the journey. Now, before you become immersed in your Born Rich program, form the attitude that this program has been prepared especially for you. This is for you. This is not for me. This is not for me only. It's not for Bob. It's for you. Especially prepared for you. Imagine that the author, that the speaker is a clear personal friend whom you have chosen as your mentor. I wonder how many of us have a mentor. I always say when a program ends, it's the beginning. It really is. It says, make a commitment to yourself that you will follow every instruction necessary to alter, and you're going to hear this word so often, to alter your old conditioning. Now I want you to think, what is old conditioning? Do you know any time that you get these buried pain remembrances, these nagging little things that grab us when we're trying to do something, or that tell us we can't do it, why we can't do it, and all these things that are just kind of like grabbing at us, these doubts and worries, that's your conditioning. You know, I'd give anything if a person would just grab hold of one idea. This one simple idea. Any time that you get feedback telling you why you can't do something. If only, folks, you could remember it's not a reflection of your potential or you as a person. But it is a reflection of your conditioning. I'd give anything for a person just to understand that. When you get that old feeling that you can't do something, you can only remember it's a reflection of your conditioning and not a reflection of your potential. Now, I want you to think about this. Everybody is familiar with the great Bruce Lee, perhaps the greatest martial artist that ever lived. And you know, he was also a great teacher. And very often, they'd come to him and they'd say, could you tell us, Master, how we could be a great martial artist like you? Now, he would take him out into a little gym, and he would go through some of his moves. And what he was doing is he was trying to find out where they are. Because he said most people had the wrong information about martial arts. Just like many people have the wrong information about this word, success. This word success, this progressive realization of a worthy ideal. And after he'd take them through the little exam, he would sit down at a table, he'd put them on one end. He'd sit on the other end. And he'd put in front of them a glass of Coke. He'd say, I want you to look at that and let it represent. Think about it now. He said, I want you to let this glass of Coke represent your knowledge. This is what you know to be the truth. And he said, I want you to let this clear water, represent what is the truth. This is my knowledge. This is what I've learned. And he said, this is what you want from me. This is what you want. I want you to think about one step here. How often have we looked into the lives of other people? And we see things that we truly admire. We look at maybe their person. What I'd give to be like that individual. We look at what they have and we say, what I would give to have what they have. We look at